Today, we will study together Lesson 4 of Mishnayos Trumos. Today, we will look at Perek Aleph, Mishneh Vov, and Mishneh Zayin. So far, we've learned about the mitzvah of Trumo, that there are certain individuals who simply are not qualified, and when they set aside Truma, it's as if the Truma has never been set aside. They include a non-Jew, Chereshote V'Koton, someone who sets aside the Truma of another person's crops without having permission to do so. And we also learned various halachos about the nature of the crops themselves and the fact that one cannot set aside from grain which is exempt from Truma for another field which is obligated in Truma or vice versa. Now, the next Mishneh Vov goes back in a way to the question of who can give Truma and who cannot. And as we explained, until now we've been learning about individuals who, if they give Truma, not only l'chatchilo should they not give Truma, but even b'di'evet, if they did give Truma, the Truma is not effectively Truma. However, now we're going to learn a Mishneh Vov about five categories of individuals. Chamisha, lo yisromu. L'chatchilo, in the first instance, it's best if they don't set aside Truma. However, if they do, v'yim tormu trumos on Truma. It is effectively Truma. And they are ho'ilem, a mute person, meaning a person who can hear, and therefore he's judged to be totally competent intellectually. However, as we'll see in a moment, there's a reason why l'chatchila he should not be setting aside the Truma. However, if he does, the Truma is valid. V'hashikor, and similarly, a drunk person who's drunk, Veheorom, a person who is naked. Vahasuma, a person who is blind. Uva alkeri, a man who has had a nocturnal emission and has not gone to the mikveh afterwards. These five individuals, lo yisromu, should not in the first instance be giving truma. V'im tormu, however, if they did, trumas on truma. It's valid. Now you notice in the structure of the language here, it's very redundant. The Mishnah begins, lo yisromu v'yim tormu, they shouldn't, but if they did, it's done. And again, at the end, after the list of ilam, shikar, etc., nachamol, second time, lo yitromu, they shouldn't be yim tormu trumas and truma, if they did, it's done. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos writes that the reason for this language is to emphasize that even though if they did do it, it's done, they shouldn't think to themselves, you know, look, if I do it, it's done, I might as well do it. No. L'chadchila, in the first instance, lo yisromu, they should not do. Why should they not set aside truma? Because when one sets aside truma, as we studied before, one recites a brocha. Asher kichonu v'mitzvosa v'tzivonu lahafrish truma, or lahafrish trumos umasros. And therefore, a person who is an ilaim, a person who is mute, can't speak, he can't recite a brocha. A person who is drunk can't recite a brocha. The definition of drunk is given by the Gemara Maseches Erev in Daf Samach Dalet. Kol she'eino yochol ledaber lifnei ha'melech machmas shikruso. A person is drunk to the stage. We don't look at his blood levels, but rather we look at his mental state. Is he in a state where he couldn't speak in front of the king, where he wouldn't show up to a business interview because he's just too drunk, then he can't recite a bracha either. Similarly, if a person is naked, is orom, he's not allowed to recite a bracha. As the Gemara tells us in Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yudalet, Amud Beis, that a balkeri is not allowed to make a bracha. I'm sorry, in Orum, a person who is naked is not allowed to make a brocha. A person who's naked. Because the Pasuk says, V'lo yireh b'cho ervas dovor, and Chazal darshan, When you are in a state of undressed, then you should not be reciting brachos. Similarly, a person who is a Baal Keri is not allowed to make a brocha because of Takonas Ezra. No longer applies nowadays, although some people are careful to keep it, but the Takonas Ezra was that if a person is a Baal Keri, a man has a nocturnal emission at night, he's not allowed to make a brocha until he goes to the mikveh. In the case, by the way, of a drunken person and of a blind person, of course, can make a brocha. The problem is that the halacha is that ein tomim min horah la'yofer. When one has two qualities of grapes, a better quality and an inferior quality, you shouldn't give truma from the inferior quality to exempt the superior quality. So therefore, a person who's drunk can't discriminate between the inferior and the superior grapes. A person who's blind, unfortunately, can also not do so. He can't tell which grapes are grade A and which grapes are grade B. So therefore, l'chatchila, the first instance, a shikor and a sumo should not be setting aside truma. However, the halacha is if one does, b'di'eved, give inferior grapes to exempt the superior grapes, that is still truma, it's effective, so therefore, it's only l'chadchila that a shikar and a suma should not be giving truma, should not be setting aside truma, but for the evid, if they did, it's done. Now let's move on to Mishneh Zayin, an interesting halacha. When it comes, for example, to giving ma'aser, something we'll learn about, Mitzvah Hashem and Meseches Ma'asros in detail, Ma'asros means you give one-tenth. One-tenth means a tenth, exactly a tenth. And therefore, one has to measure carefully and make sure that if there's 100 bushels, it's 10 that he's giving away from ma'aser. When it comes to truma, there is no such thing as you have to do things exactly. In fact, as we studied already, min ha-Torah, chita achas poteres es hakri. Min ha-Torah, you can just take one or two kernels of grain, and that's enough for a whole bushel. That's set aside for truma, that's enough for the whole bushel. And you can do it blindly, just put your hand into the bushel and take out some grain, more or less. There's no such thing as percentages. Now the fact is that the Chachamim Chazal were metakein percentages, a 50th, a 60th, a 40th, and the general consensus is that the best thing is to give a 50th. Truma, tre mi meo, 2 out of 100. However, it shouldn't be done exactly. I'm giving 2 out of 100, no more, no less. The reason being is given by the Yerushalmi, because the Pasuk in Parshas Korach, when it speaks about Truma, actually it speaks about Truma's Maaser, says the word, V'nechshav lochem Trumaschem. V'nechshav means, M'machshava ata Torem. You can just kind of estimate how much to give. You don't have to be precise. In fact, you shouldn't be precise. You could just give it ba'omed. Ba'omed, you should not give it. You should give it ba'omed. Omed means just kind of estimating. You should not give it exact, lo b'mida, etc. And that's what this Mishnah is teaching us. Ein tormen. One should not set aside truma lo b'mida, not in a measure exactly, you know, so much of a quantity rather than so much. For lo b'mishkol, nor by weight, you shouldn't weigh it and figure out exactly what is the proper 2%. For lo b'minyan, nor by counting, count the number of grapes and give 2 out of 100 grapes. You shouldn't do that so precisely. Avol torem hu es hamodud ves hashokul ves hamonui. Once you have grapes which are already measured, weighed, counted, and then you give from that, fine. But to be precise and to say, no, I'm only taking out 2 of the 100, or 2 pounds out of the 100 pounds, or 2 gallons out of the 100 gallons, one should not do that. And therefore, ein tormin basalu vakupo shehem shalmida. Suppose I have a basket or a box, which I know is exactly so-and-so. This is a 5-ounce bushel. This is a 3-ounce scooper. You shouldn't use those. If you just use them, not as a measure, but as a scoop, even though the scoop itself is a three-ounce scoop, but you're just measuring it and just taking a half of the scoop, a third of the scoop, etc., That's fine. Lo yisrom baso chetzio shechetzio mido. Similarly, a so'o is a bushel of a certain fixed volume, and you shouldn't take that bushel of that exact fixed volume and say, I'm going to take a half of this so'o, half of this basket, and give that as truma, because a half of a so'o is also a volume measure. One should not be precise when it comes to giving truma, but rather one should give truma b'omed. Estimate. I'm giving 2%, approximately this much. We've now finished Mishneh Vov and Mishneh Zayin. We have finished lesson number 4. Tomorrow we'll go on to lesson number 5, to Mishnayos and Ches and Tes, 8 and 9.